I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Well, there he is, down in his basement dungeon studio bar, the one and only Ryan Castle, everybody. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good.
How was the three-day weekend?
Oh, man, it was great. I got a lot of stuff done around the house. I got the bike out for a little bit. You know, I went up to Snohomish yesterday. I took the bike up to Snohomish and went to the Oxford Saloon.
Is that right?
And had lunch with my buddy Josh, who I hadn't seen since like pre-pandemic. He lives up in Everett. I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to go on a long ride north. Why don't you meet me for lunch? So we were at the Oxford and Snohomish yesterday. It's very nice. Just a quaint little town there.
Nice.
Quaint. Oxford's great, man. I've had a few drinks in there.
I was going to say, Ted, have you been there?
What of course. Downtown, like Main Street Snohomish is awesome, man. There's a few different bars.
And there are nothing but attractive women in Snohomish, by the way.
Is that right?
Whole town's full of them.
Nice.
Whole town is full of them.
That's that
it
nice,
was remarkable.
That nice little quaint town, like the older town.
Yeah, I've been
there before.
You know, I thought about you, Ted, because I know you are a fan of small towns for that reason, and I thought of you when I was walking the streets of Snohomish yesterday. Like, dang, Ted is right.
Walking the you streets
should.
Of Snohomish.
I mean, I spent a lot of mornings in the Collector's Choice.
I don't know what that is.
It's Collector's Choice Restaurant, but it's CCR.
Oh.
Man. Castle actually swung by my plate. It was Saturday morning, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I was up for a ride Saturday morning.
I found myself on a...
Yeah, I found myself near Thrill's house, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go look at the carnage.
Oh, yeah.
And how bad is it?
We just look trashy.
Yeah. It looks like, a tree had fallen on everything, but had been removed.
Right.
Okay. All right. No barbecue.
Because that's basically what happened.
No barbecue.
I did, dude. I did. So Friday, I did ribs. And then Saturday, I grilled salmon. And then yesterday, I did a pork shoulder. Sunday, I did a pork shoulder. Lots of barbecue.
Damn.
In fact, tomorrow, I'm going to bring in a whole bunch of pork because I bought a giant pork butt.
All right.
And obviously, my wife and I are not going to eat all of it.
You got rolls, or do we need to pick those up?
I don't know how much Miles loves to eat butt. Pork butt.
Pork butt. Yeah. All right. I'll pick up the rolls on the way in.
Yeah, so, I did cornbread. Cornbread.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I'll hook it up. But anyway. So on to today's Sit and Spin, gentlemen. I have a bit of a problem with this because, as you know, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I think if you like something, then you like something, and that's fine, and you shouldn't have to feel bad about it.
That's why he masturbates outside of your window.
I know for a fact on Bad Choice Friday, people roll up their windows, crank up the volume, and sing
their ass off.
But they don't keep the windows down for a reason.
Right, because they're going to be embarrassed, or people are going to make them feel bad about liking this stuff. So these are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
10, number 10. We're going down, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do around. And sugar will blow me down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet.
You guys ever seen the YouTube video where they try to decipher the lyrics of this song? It may have been one of the misheard lyrics videos.
Hmm. Is this good, Charlotte?
No, this is Fall Out Boy, but Good Charlotte's on the list, brother.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds the same to me.
I just never really got into this sound.
No, me neither.
This whole genre was lost on me. I think I may have been just a tiny bit too old, because I'm like 25, 26 when this stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, I would not make fun of you because you like this. I would just accept the fact that you have horrible taste in music.
Right.
But I wouldn't say a word about it.
One of the guys in the band end up being like an MTV sweetheart, and he married like Jessica Simpson or her sister or something like that. I think that might have been part of the rub on this.
Which one is he married to?
Pete Wentz, right? Wasn't he the famous one?
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
He was all over MTV in the early 2000s.
He was.
And I think that was part of the rub on this man.
These are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving on Sit and Spin. Number nine.
She hates me. Trust, she hates me.
Well, I mean, Wes has done plenty over the years.
Man, oh man.
You have a couple of those. You have a couple of stories.
We all do.
I have some experience with Wes, yes.
I'm with you, though. I love Puddle of Mud. I think it's a great band.
I don't know enough about the band. I liked the tunes I heard from them, but I never heard a full body of work.
Are you on trial?
So I don't know.
I have some experiences with
Wes. I have been in a hotel room when the sun came up with Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud on more than one occasion, yes.
Look, I have a friend that just lives in Orange County, and they have a story about running into him on, like, Thanksgiving.
Dude, he's
always been awesome
dude.
To ice, but But I've heard he's got some problems.
He went off the rails a little bit there for a while. Remember, he was getting arrested. He got arrested at the airport in Milwaukee because he was trying to crawl through the luggage stuff.
Right, like
whatever.
When you do stuff like that, you're going to get arrested.
But I would like to do that.
I would, too.
Just to see where it goes. It's like a ride, you know, at Disneyland. You just get on and find out where you go behind the rubber curtain. Yeah.
You know where it goes? To jail.
Yeah.
Ten bands, other people.
That's where that ride ends, in jail.
Number eight.
So Puddle of Mud and the band Stained have something in common. They were both discovered and signed by Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. So do the math on that.
I mean, look, you know, Wes, we were talking about Wes and Puddle of Mud. Insane, but had fun with him.
You like
right? I had fun with him. This
like
dude,
Wes.
Aaron Lewis, any part of me he wants to suck, he can. Did not like this dude at all. So it's like, look, man, your band is fine. You're just a douchebag. I hate that.
And for the record, you know, we're not talking about his politics necessarily.
No,
you know,
his personality.
Having met him as a human being, he's not great.
We might have scored him some weed, Ryan, and didn't give it to him.
And then smoked it.
Yeah.
Seriously. Might
hey, man,
have.
Can you get him some weed? Yeah, we'll get you some weed. Sure, man. You got in the studio. We're like, don't give him the weed.
Do not give that man that
don't
weed.
Don't give him the weed.
That's how long ago it was. Mm-hmm. We still had to score weed.
Yes.
10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving on Sit and Spin.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Mike Hawk loves this band.
Do people catch heat for liking Five Finger?
Yes, they
really?
Do, Ted.
What's the difference between, say, Five Finger and Disturbed? It's like the Fall Out Boy and Good
Charlotte. Or the other one, Avenged Sevenfold.
Right.
Something about Five Finger Death Punch is just so bro. I think it's the problem.
Okay, all right.
Really, I did not know there was Five Finger Death Punch hating going on out there, man.
It's
like bro
these
country.
Songs will come on the radio, and my wife will be like, I love this. And I go, that's because you're a meathead.
Well, that's just being honest with her for a change. I look at your wife, I think, bro.
Yeah, definitely your wife.
Next time I see her, I'm like, bro.
What's up, bro?
Right. Ten my bands. Wife with the PhD, the meathead.
Yeah.
10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving on Sit and Spin.
Number six. Can you take me higher?
But this is
I think this has less to do with Creed and more to do with Scott Stapp.
Yeah, because Scott Stapp is an a-hole, but I don't know what his deal is now, but he certainly did not leave the public consciousness in the best light. But the thing is, people talk all this crap about Creed. I'm like, bro, they sold like 12 million records. Mm-hmm.
I heard they're getting back together.
No, their first album sold like 12 million
records.
That's
what I'm saying.
I mean,
saying,
they've sold a gazillion records. And you know what? The band Alter Bridge, a great band, you know, is all Creed with Miles Kennedy singing, does not do the kind of business that Creed ever did. And Scott Stapp solo has never done the kind of business that Creed ever did. So if they ever did get back together, I think it would be a big deal.
Hell yeah.
Sure, at least 12 million people would show up for the tour. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
At least. Yeah, and you know what? It's like Nickelback. You have to reach a certain level of success to become the band that people love to hate, and they got there, so good for them. I'm sure Scott cries all the way to the bank every single day.
You know, when I went to see the movie Creed, I thought it was going to be a documentary. Imagine my surprise when it was a boxing movie.
And Puddle of Mud will open up for him.
And Dude Was Black.
Right.
And Dude Was Black.
These are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Number five.
Now there's so here's Good Charlotte.
Yeah, right.
I have a picture with the two brothers from Good Charlotte. I look like a giant.
We were late
because they're about 5 feet tall, and I'm about 6'3". Oh, yeah. I look massive.
I'm pretty sure those guys were out of D.C. right when we were leaving.
Benji and Joel.
They were out of Charles County. Chuck County.
It's funny. Now, if you liked them, you'd have been D.C. Because you don't, it's Charles County.
They were always repping D.C. y'all ain't from D.C.
It's like them, SR-71. All those piles are just crap.
These guys turned into MTV darlings as well. Benji.
I mean, good for them.
And
the
one dude is still married to Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
She should see that picture. I look like a giant.
The woman named it for colonoscopy.
These are our 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Number four. Well, yeah. Because they suck.
Dude, I like Poison. I like the song. I'm not embarrassed to say it.
You do not like Poison.
Yep.
Yep. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that anyone could honestly like this band. That is goddamn ridiculous.
I have bought some of Brett Michaels' pet pampering products for my pooch.
Have you really? What is he selling?
Every dog has its bone.
Get a little bandana with a cowboy hat for Lola.
Get out of here. That's pretty cool.
I know he has pet products. I've never
No, he cool. does. He it's does. Unbelievable. I was at a store, and I'm walking down the pet aisle to find something for my dog, and there's a picture of Brett Michaels over like a dog toy. And I'm like, I cannot escape this dude.
What
the hell?
What if the dog toy was Brett Michaels, and the dog could chew up Brett Michaels? You would endorse that.
I would buy it.
Well, at least he wouldn't get any hair in his mouth. These are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving. And once again, Good Charlotte pops up on the list.
All of these bands are Good Charlotte, including this one, My Chemical Romance.
Okay, close enough.
Ask Danny about My Chem. I'm sure that he has wept through his black eye makeup to some My Chemical Romance songs.
Oh, Danny's the guy for this. All that stuff, that is absolutely Danny's wheelhouse.
But I've heard My Chemical Romance is an amazing show live.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it. 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving on City Spit.
Number two. Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
I guess. You have to reach a certain level of success to be the band that everybody loves to hate. Nickelback got there. Good for them.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, again, I am not a big fan of Nickelback's music generally. They have some songs that I have liked over the years, but the guys in Nickelback, always good dudes.
There's nothing enough about the music to even hate it or love it, in my opinion. It's just, it is what it is. But yeah, the first time we talked to Chad Kroeger, we're feeling good because we're going to nail him on this, right? So, hey, man, people notice that, like, your two biggest hits off your two albums are basically the same. He's like, goddamn right they are. Mm-hmm. And I go cash my checks, brother, because that's what people like. Right. Like, you know, like, what? I like this dude.
I always said this, too. It was just cool to hate them.
Sure.
So everybody did it.
Right.
Even the 15 million people that bought the record.
I'm not really sure it's that way anymore, to be honest with you. I think they've turned that corner.
There has been a resurgence. Sure. Like, it's become a little more okay. You know, I don't know if I told you guys the story. Years ago, I'm at my brother's house. He was living in Woodinville at the time. He had a barbecue, and it was back when, you know, you could put like a ring back song on your phone. So when your phone rang, it would be like a song would play, right?
Right.
And so I'm standing out in his front yard, and this chick's phone rings, and it's a Nickelback song. And I looked at her and I went, it's you. You're the one that bought 6 million Nickelback albums. You're the only one that I know that likes this band.
Right.
10 bands under pick. People make you feel bad about loving. Made it to number one.
Again, got to be pretty huge to be the band that everyone loves to hate. I think there was some Fred Durst oversaturation, too. People were, like, just burned out on Fred Durst in general.
How did their last tour do, Ryan, with the 70s look and all that stuff? They kind of look like they look like they're in the Sabotage video.
He was doing dad rock thing.
Yeah,
right?
Dad rock.
Oh, that's dad right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, look, I'm with you. Fred Durst got very it was too much of him all the time, and he'll even talk about it.
Yeah. But I was like, everywhere, all the time.
Significant Other, I think, is a great album.
He's probably also like, you know how much money I made?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go, Sit and Spin, the 10 bands that other people make you feel bad about loving. Child of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.